Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. John Hockenberry is on assignment on the West Coast for our special series, Power Trip. It's an in-depth look at the future of energy. He'll be back with us tomorrow. But our friend and takeaway contributor, Patrick Henry Bass, is here today. He's also the literary editor at Essence Magazine and will be with us all hour. Thanks, Patrick, and good morning.
Absolutely. Good to join you.
We're going to head to Washington for the latest on the Obama administration.
Are there ways that we can improve the bill? Absolutely. And I want to continue to work with Democrats and Republicans to find some common ground.
That was President Obama last night on MSNBC, but he was also on NBC and ABC News, to name just a few networks. It may remind you a bit of campaign season, and in a way, it's not so different. This time, though, the president is making his case for his economic stimulus plan on a day that he saw two of his cabinet choices pull out of contention. For the latest on the Obama administration and the stimulus package, April Ryan has joined us. April is the White House correspondent and bureau chief for American Urban Radio Networks. Welcome to the program, April.
Good morning, Adorji. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the nominees, Tom Daschle and Nancy Killefer, who both pulled out yesterday.
Oh, wow. That was the news of the day. The president did not want that to be the news of the day. He wanted his commerce pick to be the news. But basically what's happening, they're trying to backpedal. The White House and the president are trying to backpedal to make sure that the American public understands that this is not business as usual for the new Obama administration. They are very concerned and embarrassed about their vetting process, which apparently broke down along the way. I mean, for one, they touted this major vetting process that you had so many pages in a questionnaire. And then on top of that, within those pages, they asked you so many questions about, you know, being on a Facebook. Were you embarrassed ever with something on the internet and things of that nature? But I guess the tax issue, because you have, right. You know, Killefer, you have Geithner, and you have Daschle. That kind of, I guess, went under the radar for the vetting process.
And Tom Daschle, of course, was seeking to become Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Yes.
And Nancy Killefer was actually going to fill a new kind of job, which was
yes.
the Chief Performance Officer. But
yes.
she, too, had some tax problems.
Yes. Yes. And you know, the president, you spoke of these back-to-back Oval Office interviews yesterday. There were five interviews. We listened to them. It was a round-robin back-to-back in the Oval Office as they were happening. And he kept saying, you know, it's my fault. I screwed up. I did this. I did that. He is taking responsibility for the vetting process breakdown after we pressed him on it in the White House briefing room yesterday. Again, going back to the issue of the fact that it is something that this administration, you know, they came into the Oval Office with, this is how they won, saying, look, we're totally different from what you've seen before, from the old politics, from the failed politics of the Bush administration. And now, indeed, you know, you have Treasury Secretary Geithner, who had tax issues. He is now Treasury Secretary during his confirmation process. That was an issue, but he became that. And Tom Daschle said, look, I'm pulling out. I don't want to be a distraction because of my tax issues. And then, again, Nancy Killefer, you know, she has tax issues. So this tax issue thing is something that's going to dog this administration. They're going to have to get a handle on the problems in their vetting process. And let's also talk about, Bill Richardson. He didn't even get as far, but he pulled out early. And I mean, that's something that should have been known. Now, his issues were alleged pay-for-play issues. So this is an embarrassment. Their vetting process has a problem.
And certainly, you just noted something that's important, too, the new tone. And here you have a president mm-hmm. making all of those media rounds. What do you make of that?
It was basically something that was likened to the campaign. You remember when he was on the road, you know, back-to-back interviews and He wanted to tout his stimulus package, and that's what it was basically about. But listening to every questioner from Katie Couric to to Anderson Cooper, to Brian Williams, you know, they all asked about Daschle, and then it was the stimulus package, which the president is really trying to get a handle of and trying to bring Republicans on board, as well as some Democrats. And there are Democrats, even though they're on board with the talking points, they're grumbling because, especially when the president went to the Hill last week, they're concerned that he went to the Hill to see the Republicans and not necessarily to see them.
Good morning, April. This is Patrick Henry Bass. How are you?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing well. The Health and Human Services job was a major, major position. Who's on the short list now that Daschle has pulled out? What are you hearing, or who are you hearing? Whose name are you hearing?
Okay, well, there are some names that have been bounced about, and, you know, they are looking, but, you know, it was a surprise to the president yesterday. And there's always a short list. There's always a group of people in case something happens. So we really want to wait and see, because right now they're trying to get a handle on everything, and they could clearly surprise everyone, or they could do the traditional thing that we are expecting. But really right now we just kind of want to wait and see how it pans out. And yesterday it was such a surprise. Normally this White House, Patrick, they will send things out on email, you know, what happened or what have you. But, I mean, just in these short few days, they literally had the paper ready, walked around to every news organization that is stationed inside the White House and handed out the paper that had the president's statement and then Tom Daschle's statement. And then the president's statement, of course, we heard he was saddened and there was regret of accepting this withdrawal of Tom Daschle from the HHS appointment.
But as you said, April, it certainly took the president away from what he had hoped to be talking about, which is his stimulus package that passed the House last week, but is really having some difficulty in the Senate, particularly among Republicans, but as you noted, some Democrats. What's the biggest issue today?
How large? You know, we're hearing various numbers. Once it's all said and done, it could be into the trillions. Then we're hearing, you know, it's over. It's well over $900 billion. But either way, it's close to $1 trillion when this country is already suffering one of the worst economic crises that we've ever seen. And a lot of the Republican issues are valid, according to Democrats, but they're saying, look, at the same time, you know, this is something that has to happen. Ultimately, it will create jobs. You're hearing the Republicans grumble. At first, they were grumbling about contraceptives. That was taken out. Now they're grumbling about things about the census, you know, money for the census. Democrats are saying, look, that's a small percentage of this stimulus package. It's a very small percentage, but either way, it creates jobs. It helps put more people on the streets to conduct those census counts. Also, the issue they're concerned about research. The Republicans are concerned about, you know, using money for research, scientific research. And I talked to some Democrats last night. They were saying, look, this helps employ people. And this package, according to the White House, according to Democrats on the Hill, you know, it will basically the majority of the money goes to the private sector. At least 90% of the funding will go to creating jobs, 3 to 4 million jobs in the private sector. So, but you know, they're not giving any guarantees, but they're saying, you know, what they believe will happen, but there are never any guarantees.
In terms of the money, the president is expected to announce today an executive compensation cap, meaning the executives on Wall Street who receive federal money would only be able to make up to $500,000 a year. This is part of his effort to hold Wall Street accountable, and it sort of seems like another move to drum up public support. What do you think?
Again, going back to how he campaigned, he wants to change the tone of Washington. Sitting in the Bush White House briefing room, I remember talking back and forth with Dana in the briefing room about, you know, you remember hearing things of AIG, you know, you heard about golden parachutes with various companies. You've heard about naming stadiums after companies, and is this money being utilized in the best way and fair to the American public? And that's what the president is trying to deal with. And it's interesting, the dynamic, to see just a couple of days ago, there was no problem with this administration, with the Bush administration, with a marketing tool of naming Citi Field. And now, a couple of days later, Citigroup is now thinking about not dealing with naming City Field because you have an administration now who's trying to have accountability, who's trying to make the taxpayers' money go as far as it can, give more bang for the buck in a realistic sense, and to help turn the economy around.
And we'll hear more from President Barack Obama because, again, today he will be in front of the cameras, this time with his Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner. More stimulus talk. April Ryan, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
April Ryan is the White House correspondent and bureau chief for American Urban Radio Networks.